Welcome to the MattsHomeVic.com podcast, where it's all about business, for you to learn about how you can implement great strategies to be successful in business. He lives in Norway, but hasn't seen a polar bear yet. Your host, Mats Holmvik.
Okay, so welcome to this MattsHomeVic.com podcast, which is my blog on the web. And today is the first podcast that I have ever done. And this time I got two topics that I want to discuss with you. And the first one is, what did I learn this week that could benefit you? And the second one is, what books I'm reading that I recommend. So I just jump right into it. And the first thing is, what did I learn this week that could benefit you? And I found out about a foundation by Dane Maxwell, who is a successful entrepreneur in the software business, and he has created thefoundation.io. So if you go to the website thefoundation.io, you can find everything about his foundation, which is a mentorship. He has done mentoring of 88 people from 2011 to 2012, and he's about to do another mentorship right now, so you can apply there if you want. And when I found out about the foundation by Dane Maxwell, I also found an interview by Sam Owens, who is one of the people Dane has mentored, and he talks about how to find needs in an industry. And this interview is done by Mixergy, and is also posted on thefoundation.io /blog, so you can go there and listen to it. And they talk all about how to find a need in the industry before you're starting your business, so it's really useful. And it's worth listening to. Also, the foundation is about starting software companies, since that's one of the strengths of Dane Maxwell. And it also is based on that you're not guessing what type of industry you're going into, what the product will be. You're going back to the entrepreneurs to check out what their needs are and develop some product in about 6 weeks that will benefit them tremendously. And on the Mixergy site, mixergy.com, you also find interviews of all other entrepreneurs in all businesses and what they have to teach you. So it's a great resource for business people to look at. And there are also found Jamie Tardy, which runs eventualmillionaire.com. It's eventualmillionaire, in one word, .com. So if you go there, she's interviewing all sorts of people, but have one criterion. They have to be millionaires. So she's digging into their minds to get you the best info they have on how to become a millionaire and how they think and stuff like that. So it's a great resource, and if you're in debt, you can also check her blog out, because she also talks about how she got out of $77,000 of debt in a very short time. And Dane Maxwell is also interviewed by Jamie recently, and he talks much about how to be a great copywriter. So you get great tips and info from Dane Maxwell there, and one of the biggest tips is to just look out for the best copywriters that get you to sell. That get you to buy something, because they have triggered something in you, and therefore they are selling products. So copy the best, and by that he means that you sit down and write exactly the same sales letter that they have written, because then you get a feel of how they write, how they present needs, solutions, and build up tension in the story before you actually buy something. So it's a really great interview, and you find it on eventualmillionaire.com. And also, the second topic I wanted to discuss with you is what books I'm reading that I recommend. And in one of the interviews I listened to the last week, I found a book called Spin Selling, which is really great. It's an older book, but the principles are much the same today, so it's worth a check. I'll get back to you on that because I'm still reading it. And I'm listening to The Accidental Sales Manager. And that's really a book on how to cope when you are a top seller in a company and you're put in a sales manager role, and how to overcome all the things you have to do as a sales manager that you don't think about when you just are a top seller, because then you are actually paid to do less of what you was doing before, which is selling, and more on developing other people to sell more. And in the same topic, I'm listening to The Sales Leader's Playbook, which you also find on Audible, which is the place I find all my audiobooks. And here you get great tips that you can use as a sales leader. You can apply it right now. Just listen to a couple of chapters and go from there. And if you like big companies and how they develop, I would recommend the book I'm Feeling Lucky. And it's from a former employee of Google. And he's like the 51 or 58 people they hired. And he has a great perspective on the Google startup period and how they became what they are known for today. All these books are available on audio and in audible.com, which is Amazon's audiobook company. And they got great apps for Android, iPhone, your PC, iPad, everything. And they also have a great book club, which you get cheaper books every month if you want. So check it out, and all the links where you will find on my site, mattsholmvik.com. And I will look forward to speaking to you again. And if you have got any questions at all, just ask in the comment box on my blog. And this podcast will also go out on iTunes very soon. So take care.